to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is the Grow From Your Heart podcast. Today's episode may be a short, quick episode. I'll talk more about the reason for that a little bit later in the show. Before we get too far, let me announce a 4th of July sale happening at iRead Direct. That's right, on the 4th of July, for the 4th of July only, there will be a sale at iRead Direct. Many packs will be $17.76. Many of these packs will sell out, so make sure you check iRead Direct now for the 4th of July sale that is happening. Grab some packs for $17.76. All right, that's the advertising to start the show. I did mention this may be a short podcast. I'm a little disorganized. I'm a little disheveled. I got a lot going on and a lot on my mind. The reason is there is a major wildfire about 15 miles, maybe 20 miles at the most from my house right now. A lot of my city, my county is under evacuation already. We are not there yet where I live, but it's only getting closer. There are approximately 70,000 acres burned at this moment, and it is 0% contained. So if I seem a little distracted, if I seem like I'm not fully in the podcast, you're absolutely correct. I'm thinking about a fire. It's over there. It's over there. It's creeping up. The fire teams are doing everything they can to fight the fire. They have flown in a special team from Alaska that is supposed to be really good at these types of fires. All hands are on deck. Any available firefighter has been sent to our area. But there's a lot of fire happening. It's just a few miles away. I smell smoke. Everything smells like smoke. My eyes are a little itchy. I'm not sure if the cough I've got is from the fire smoke or if it's from the dab rig, but I do know that when I hit the dab rig, it tastes like I'm smoking a campfire. It tastes like forest fire. So the Aspen Acres fire is very close to me right now. So send a big shout out, send some love to all of the firefighters, whatever you believe in, send some energy to my part of the country because we are in some deep shit right now. I want to check my notes, make sure I'm staying on pace here because I'm telling you, I'm a little bit distracted. It is raining ashes is one of my notes that I've got written down. This is going to affect grows all over the state of Colorado. If there is outdoor growing happening, those plants are in danger, in jeopardy, if not destroyed. Several of my friends live up in a city called Beulah or Rye that is kind of south of me a little bit. Their farms, their homes, their land, everything they have is gone. I've got a good friend that you guys have heard me talk about for years on the podcast. He's got a very large outdoor farm in the city of Beulah. A lot of plants. He produces a lot of medicine for a lot of people. He provides a lot of people relief for a long time over the year. His yearly harvest will cover a few people for the entire year. That entire farm, not just the plants, the entire farm is gone. So I want to send love and a big shout out to all the people that are affected by this fire. It's got me, I'm sure you could tell by my tone, by my frantic movements over here. I'm a little nervous by it. I am safe. I think that we're far enough in the city that they're doing everything they can to keep it from hitting that city. I think we're far enough in to be okay. But if that wind shifts, if things go wrong, it could head this direction and we'll be forced to fucking pack a few things and get the fuck out of here. So there may be some panic time coming. Don't freak out for me yet, but it could be possible. Where are we? I'm trying to stay on these notes. Outdoor grows are toast. Friends have lost fucking major grows. It's raining ashes. So, man, take care of your grow. If you've got to grow outdoors, try to keep the ashes off of it. If it's filled with ashes and smoke, your product may taste funky this year if you're in Colorado. I understand there's fires all over the place too. So there may be a shortage of outdoor product this year. I wonder how that's going to affect the market, how it's going to affect availability. Are people going to have the medicine that they need? That's a big question that's on my mind. But that's what I wanted to pop in and talk about. There's a major fire happening. So if I seem nervous, if I seem like I'm not all here, you're absolutely fucking correct. I'm thinking about a big fire. I've got a small evacuation plan, but I can only take what fits in my car, and I have a lot of shit. So we'll gather up a few super important things. Anything that we could buy along the way, we just leave that here, you know what I mean? Replace it as we go and fucking get out and head north, and I guess I moved to Denver or something. I don't know. It's a lot to think about. But anyway, I just wanted to share that. Let's refocus and get to the podcast part of the podcast. I'm just going to read one question here. This is a very good question. This person does win a free gift from iRedirect. This one came from our friend JoJo. Shout out to Joe. Joe, it's two Joes, not JoJo, but JoJo. My dude, make sure you check your inbox. You've got a coupon code for a free prize at iRedirect. This is a very good question. It says, what's up, Rasta Jeff and the iRe Army? My question is, when did you realize or decide to be a seed breeder? Was there a certain moment or something specific that hit your soul? There's something that hit my wallet, I think is what it was. They made you say, I'm going to make genetics, and then they wrap it up with, I love your passion and positive vibes. Stay blessed. Bro, I hope that passion and positive vibes works for me this week. We really need some of that, and a blessing would be nice. Pray for rain, my dude. Send us as much rain as you can. But let's talk about this. This is a very good question. I, of course, not only am I a podcaster and educator, I teach about growing. I'm also the sole proprietor, the head breeder, the guy for iRe Genetics Premium Seeds. That is me. I make seeds. I make some of the top quality seeds on the planet, in my opinion. I have good customer service. I've got great seeds. I've got a good variety, good breeding practices. So this person is asking, why did I realize or decide to become a seed breeder? A lot of it was, I was growing clones, and everybody in my neighborhood had the same clones. That's just kind of how it works. You get a clone from somebody, and then you find out they gave it to a couple other guys, and you spend 2 or 3 months growing some plant, and then you take it to the street to go try to sell it, and then you find out that a guy down the street's got the same thing for the same price, and it just creates it sucks in the market. You need some way to separate yourself. So I was always trying to find something better or different than what everybody else had. I just wanted to do better. I knew there was better. Always could find better. I was never satisfied with the quality of the clones I was getting. And they were good. I was getting good shit. I just knew there was better. I'm always seeking better for this plant. That's why I breed. I can do better. So I was getting clones. And then I was working at a dispensary. And a lot of people were coming in talking about ordering seeds. And I just paid attention, and I marked down a couple of places they were ordering seeds from, magazines, websites, whatever, and I put some orders together, and I got some seeds in the mail. I could tell right away that a lot of the seeds I got were garbage. They didn't look healthy. They weren't good seeds. Some of them didn't even germinate. Some of them didn't even make it. You ordered from overseas, and you'd get some garbage in the mail that wasn't seeds, and you just got ripped off. So some of them didn't even show up. Some didn't germinate. Some looked like shit. A few that did grow were decent. They were kind of shitty, but they were okay. But then a friend of mine was like, dude, you could do this. And he kind of gave me like a pep talk sort of a speech. He's an older dude, been growing longer than me. He's been around the block. He's like, you're not happy with the plants. You're a really good grower. You seem to have an eye for what you want. You don't have what you want. Make it. And I was like, huh, that's a really good idea. Did a little bit of research. And I obviously had to use seeds that were decent, so I used the best male that I could find. At the time, I think I used a strawberry diesel male. There's way back in the day, I used a strawberry diesel male from Holy Smoke Seed Company, and I took that dude and I pollinated a bunch of shit. And I think it was out of frustration. It was out of being frustrated paying good money for seeds, and then some of them don't even show up. And then what does show up, they looked like shit. And then what did germinate gave me some nonsense. So that was, I was just pissed off and annoyed and frustrated, and I knew that I could do better. I wanted to have something that separated me from everybody else in the neighborhood. Also, I was growing for a dispensary. I wanted to set us apart and have different shit that nobody else had so we could offer that to our clientele. And then buying seeds was sucking. I was ordering from multiple companies. You guys all know the old school overseas companies that guarantee your stuff if you buy a t-shirt. I ordered from all of them, and I got all of our favorite breeders, and it just didn't satisfy me. And once I found a few things that I liked, I learned how to cross things, and I learned about selecting for traits and learning like, well, this plant's got this, and this one's got this, and if I breed them together, I can find one that's got that, and then I can... It all just started clicking in my head, and I started doing it, and I guess I had the right motivation, the right inspiration, the right passion, because you could see how far it got me. You could see how it worked. Mostly started out of frustration and annoyance and dissatisfaction. I was frustrated that the seeds I was buying sucked. I was annoyed that I was paying money for that and spending time growing it and not getting what the package fucking told me it was going to be. And then just basic dissatisfaction and knowing that there was more. It was thriving to do better. I've always been somebody that tries to push myself to go the next step, to be a little bit more advanced, to go a little bit further. Just deeply curious is kind of always how I have been. So when did you realize or decide to become a breeder? Just when I was fucking exhausted with the clones I was growing and knew that there was more. I knew there was another step that I could take, and I just hadn't gotten there yet. And I knew that the plants were the limit. I knew the lights were good, the air, the water, the soil. I knew that those plants were my limiting factor. And when I got some good seeds, I grew some really nice shit. And then I realized, so use that really nice shit, find a male out of those packs, and let's get going. And then also learned how to do reversals. Once I learned how to make fems, bro, then the sky was the limit. Now, don't get me wrong. You're not going to jump in and fucking just start making amazing genetics. I've got to admit, I made a whole bunch of seeds. You guys hear me talk about the lemon kush cross that I used. I reversed a lemon kush and I pollinated everything. And everything that came from it was garbage, in my opinion. I threw all the seeds away. We fucking grew a bunch of them. I had a smoke party back in the day. We just invite the whole crew over, give everybody a bunch of nuggets, tell them this is number 22, this is number 5. And we'd all just fucking smoke down, and everyone would be like, 22 is the best. We're all hanging out smoking, and everyone's smoking these lemon kush crosses. And we're all looking at each other like, well, we've smoked a lot of weed, but nobody's stoned at all. Like, there was just no THC in this weed. It wasn't a problem with the grow, the dry, the cure. It was the weed. That weed all sucked. Every one of those fucking seeds made shitty weed. Now that we're where we are with the medical fucking cannabis and all the testing, I bet there was something in there that was awesome. Some medical patient would have been like, I'll take every one of those seeds. It cures my whatever. We didn't know that then. We were potheads smoking to get stoned. So yeah, don't get me wrong that you could just start breeding because you're inspired and get it right the first time. I wasted at least one or two full runs of fucking seeds that were terrible. And then a lot of the stuff that I did breed wasn't even acceptable in the beginning. Notice you guys didn't see a lot of stuff from the early days until I got to the Grateful Dog, the Heart of Gold. That's when I really started putting shit out and making things public. But up until then, I kept it private because I wasn't even satisfied with it. So the answer to your question is I was annoyed and frustrated. I was paying money and not getting shit that I liked. That's a quick answer. And then the part to add on to that is you can do it, but don't think that you're going to just hop up there and be a rock star from the beginning. It's like I play drums. You guys see now I'm a good drummer. I didn't show you the 20 years that I couldn't figure out how to do a paradiddle. So yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into it. I think I've answered the question. I think I've rambled on long enough. Jojo, make sure you check your inbox. You've got a free prize coming your way. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, pimps, hoes, friends, foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, all of you amazing ganja farmers out there. This is going to be a quick episode like I warned you. I do want to thank you once again for listening. I'm going to get back to watching the fire app and having OCD about this fire and making sure that everybody's safe. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to send a big shout out to all of the firefighters fighting fires all across our country right now. Big shout out, big thank you. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me. Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and I go find the bag. Ross and Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, poke your home, and relax. Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibras that Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, cure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. The soil lies the proof.
Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart.